Visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coaches Corner. And Coach, Marmaton Valley, a good football team. What'd you learn from last week?
I learned that they had Jimmies and Joes, and you know we didn't. And I mean, that's pretty much how it goes.
And what's maybe kind of been a motivating factor for your football team here this week?
Hopefully it's to make sure that we can have a home game in the postseason. If that's not motivating them, I don't know what does.
And I know there's still a lot to play for these next couple of weeks, I know there's only a couple of wins in the win column, but you have a young football team. But how do you feel like some of the young pups are still continuing to grow, because they'll be older next year and even the year after?
They're a real positive on the team. I mean, hopefully they don't just grow in terms of skill. Hopefully they grow up into leadership roles for the team to show, you know, people how it's done, how it's supposed to be done at least. So, our young kids, they've gone through their bumps and bruises, but, you know, they for the most part have been improving as the year gone on. So we're real happy about that.
You know, they still have a lot to play for these next couple of weeks, and there's some opportunities coming up. You know, you got St. Paul and Colony Crest left, and of course St. Paul, it has an identical record, and also is right there above you in the district standings. What's big, knowing that these two games still matter, and you know a lot can change in 2 weeks when the postseason seeding comes.
St. Paul, they're young. They're a lot like us. I think we should have a chance to beat them. I mean, really the only reason they're above us in the standings because they start with S and we start with W. But Crest, they'll be a different monster. But right now we're just focused on stopping St. Paul. They got a couple of big kids that are good, and their coach is probably going to be, not if not the best coach, one of the best coaches we'll face all year. Mm. So, I mean, they'll be a pretty good test for us.
And how do you feel like things have gone this week in practice for you guys, knowing you're trying to get back in the win column?
Well, you know, I mean, we've been trying some different things. I've stopped caring about hurting people's feelings. I don't care if you're my fullback. I might play at guard type stuff. We're trying to find pieces that fit where we can be successful, more successful than I thought we would be. I know we're going to be without Jaden Wilcox, our quarterback, because of a dirty hit against Marmaton Valley. But, it is what it is, and we'll try to have next man in, next man up.
So how is that next man mentality right now for your football team, knowing you're going to be without your starting quarterback tomorrow?
Well, I mean, luckily, our backup quarterback, Dustin Foster, I mean, he presents a different problem for the defense. So hopefully we can take advantage of that. Everybody else, I mean, everybody's falling in behind, and really, being positive about our chances.
Visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coaches Corner. As we mentioned, St. Paul coming up tomorrow for the Bulldogs. You mentioned a little bit about them, and as I mentioned, kind of an identical record at 2-4, 0-1 in the district. And I believe, is that home for you guys tomorrow?
Yes, it's senior night.
So, let's talk a little bit about your senior class. With this being senior night, the last couple of years, you guys have been real successful in six-man and then made your way back into eight-man. So, feels like this group, when they came in, they were freshmen, they were playing eight-man, then they jumped to six-man for 2 years and then back to the eight-man ranks as seniors.
Andy and Colton, they've been hard workers for us. All year. They're sometimes we struggle to figure things out, struggle with some leadership concepts, but other than that, we're real proud of our seniors and what they've become. I just, wish we weren't running out of time.
And I know they want to try to get a win hopefully not their final home game, but what will it take tomorrow to get that win?
St. Paul and Coach Waltrick, he runs option football, And so we've got to, you know, be real assignment sound and be tough and get in there. And, you know, and on offense, we've got to be able to, you know, stay on block. That's been our struggle all year.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with St. Paul. I'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Okay. Hey, thanks for everything.
That is Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas, Seward Services, LLC, and MT Networks on KVOE, live and local.